This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Has the British public house become an endangered species? Here are the numbers. British pubs are closing at the rate of 31 a week. Stephen Beard investigates.
This boisterous pub is only closing for the night, but hundreds of other British hostelries will close for good this year, leaving their most dedicated regulars distraught.
It will damage the community, no question about it.
Stephen Langdon has just seen the closure of his much-loved local.
The pub is a real focus point for the families and the community in the local area because there is no other pub within convenient, easy walking distance of where we live.
His pub is going to be turned into a supermarket. A similar fate befell Gareth Epps' local, impairing his social life.
I don't see my friends so often. It means I don't see my neighbours so often. It means I lose the chance to play cricket for my pub team.
Can you get me a pint? A heart, please.
Yes.
And 2 pints of Kronenbourg.
Many of the doomed pubs were making money, but not as much as the supermarkets that replaced them. Indeed, supermarkets now pose a big competitive threat as booze retailers. Roger Protts, author of 300 Beers to Try Before You Die.
Supermarkets are selling beer so cheap that, of course, people on low incomes really are driven into the arms of the supermarkets because pub beer is just so much more expensive.
Adding to the plight of the British pub is a corporate malaise. The handful of big companies that own most of the pubs are heavily in debt. They need to sell off more of their assets.
Roll up, step right this way. Welcome to the Great British
Pub
Beer
closures were all the talk at last week's Great British Beer Festival. The organiser, the Campaign for Real Ale, or CAMRA, used the occasion to expose what the group's Tom Stainer calls a loophole in planning law.
Something which is as intrinsic to British culture as the British pub can actually be closed down, it can be knocked down, it can be changed use with no reference to the local community.
CAMRA wants a planning application to be required before a pub can be demolished.
Give the community a chance first to say whether or not they mind that pub going or not.
CAMRA has launched an unusual crusade to drive the British people back to drink in a pub for the sake of the country's social health. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.